The Guardian. Confederations Cup Football Daily with James Richardson.
Confederations Cup Football Daily, and it's the final. Rio Bravo for Brazil as the Seleção spank Las Furias Rojas Red Raw. It's a special Spain in Crisis edition of Confederations Cup Football Daily. Right, final day of the Confederations Cup. What a special day. An extraordinary climax to the tournament. James Horncastle here with me, James Richardson. And we'll hear from James in a second. But first, this. Fernando Duarte, live from the Maracanã.
Can you hear me, man?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can feel you, Fernando. You're at the Maracanã. The place has just gone crazy.
Yeah.
You just smashed Spain.
Yeah, we're here. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
It sounds crazy, Fernando. Put it into words. Put that craziness into some kind of words for us.
Well, listen, you know, it was like Brazil were like 11 pirates with knives between their teeth. They really, really, really went for Spain. They really went to the match there. The national anthem, they could feel that race was sparking. The crowd was amazing. And they got some breaks, you know. Fred scores a horrendously ugly goal and puts Brazil in front of 2 minutes. Spain were a bit taken aback by the whole intensity Brazil brought in, and Brazil prevailed a bit more physically. But this is also a very good Spanish side. They had some interesting opportunities, and for Brazil, they're critical, and they had the chances to convert them. That assist to Neymar was amazing. He hit the roof of the net. You know, everything worked for Brazil. He had the Gil Luiz doing an amazing performance. Fred scoring almost a hat trick. I think this is a very, very powerful performance by the Swiss. This is not the end product. By no means they should feel that they think they're apart from this Mickey Mouse trophy. But it's a massive step for it. A couple of months ago, were betting boys. Nobody was actually giving them any good chance to do anything good in the World Cup. Maybe this is where it changes, James. Right. Maybe they're not sure they're going to win the World Cup. But boy, it's just so, so, so good. You wouldn't believe.
Wow. Fernando, if this is the Confederations Cup, what's it going to be like in a year's time there at the Maracanã?
Listen, if this is the way they're going to break down this amazing Spanish side, let's not take anything against from them, away from them. Maybe this is bad. You know, the 1994 team was ugly, and Brazil might have to win a bit ugly to do it at home. But there's nothing wrong with some of the goals and some of the plays, some of the exchanges around. I mean, Neymar, he grew up low. Oscar started playing what he can do again. We also had the feelings of Mosa finally coming down. It's only one match. Oh, what a good day. What a good proper occasion for these teams basically to they show in front of their own fans. The atmosphere in America is unbelievable, James.
Yeah.
Before, but it's just nothing like I've ever seen here.
Yeah. Is this the most emotional match you've ever been through, Fernando?
Yeah, it was. It was quite emotional to see the crowd, to see the whole buzz around the stadium. These are people here who don't get to see the Seleção every day. And for them to come here and see the Seleção produce something against Spain, I mean, this amazing Spanish side, it's quite emotional. What can I say, man? Very, very emotional. And a good display. A hell of a football game. But we are a great country. We are going through serious, serious problems. But this doesn't mean we can't organize a football party and we can't actually host people around. The protesters, they have to be heard. They have to do what they want to do, specifically without breaking the law, without clashing with anybody. The police have to hold their hands. But bloody hell, man, as far as football feats go, today was amazing. And as a Brazilian fan, I'm really, really proud of what we've done today.
Well, Fernando, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the party.
Yeah, thank you so much. And now I'm going to get hammered. I'm going to have to basically drink all the San Miguel in the world.
How about that, James? How about that, Fernando Duarte?
It sounded like Rocky's speech at the end of Rocky IV.
Yeah.
Even Drago there with, you know, if I can change, you can change. We all can change. It's a late night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there were many lessons to be drawn from that terrific match of football. I mean, Fernando was just touching on this, I think he was touching on it there. This is a Mickey Mouse tournament. If that's what the final's like in a Mickey Mouse tournament, what on earth is it going to be like next summer? That kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, you just hope it... I don't think it will be an anti-climax, but, I mean, there is that sort of voodoo about the Confederations Cup.
But everything's pointing towards it being great at the university.
Oh, yeah, I think it will be a fantastic occasion. I mean, just the atmosphere at the Maracanã, there was a lot of doubts about whether Brazil could handle the pressure. You know, I think they'll look forward to playing in that kind of atmosphere come next summer. A lot was said about them travelling the country so as to be away from the pressure of Rio. But again, you know, I think memories like the ones they made tonight will only make next summer, I think, a little bit easier. I mean, on the other hand, expectations will perhaps be higher.
Perhaps.
Just a bit. Touch.
Yeah. Yeah. Remarkable. What was the best thing about their performance, do you think?
Well, I think that they got off to a very good start, just because I think that made it so much easier. I think actually the best thing about the performance was the national anthem rendition. Mm. I mean, that for the passion you saw, the way each and every one of them belted that out. And that caused through their performance. But again, you know, people who there have been doubts about, Neymar again stood up. I thought his assist was fantastic.
It didn't always stand up. I mean, that wasn't his defining characteristic, perhaps. But yeah,
no, he could have got Arbeloa sent off. He tried certainly to get Arbeloa sent off. But I think it's testament to Scolari as well. I think he's done his reputation. I don't think he necessarily needed to restore his reputation. I don't think having a poor time at Chelsea necessarily, you know, erases the fact that he's won a World Cup. And he took Portugal to the final of Euro 2004. So he's a very good, you know, he's someone who's obviously very good at creating a group international level.
We should mention again, and this is something that came up after the semi-final with Italy. Spain played on a very hot night, 120 minutes of football followed by penalties, etc., and had a day less anyway to prepare for this game. So
and some late nights apparently.
And some late nights and visitors. Yeah. So potentially their performance and the fact that they weren't up to their usual high standard might be partially explained by that. The difficulties they had in the in recovering maybe from the semi-final. Do you think that's fair or just they came up against a much, much, much better team?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think tiredness, fatigue. I think Brazil had played their semi-final in Belo Horizonte, which is, what, an hour away from Rio by plane. Spain played it in Fortaleza, which is 4 hours, so that you have to take that into account as well. But I think a lot of people are eager to see decline in Spain as they've seen tried to see decline in Barcelona, etc. I just think tiredness has to come into effect. I think there might be signs of decline in this particular Spain team, but not in Spanish football in general. I think, as we've seen at the under-20 and the under-21 World Cup, there are plenty of very talented players who could come through and provide some impetus going into the 2014 World Cup. And also, you know, I think that this could be a motivating factor, you know, for
right. They want to get back on the horse. Mm. Yeah. Jack Lang, snap kick up pop, crowd chanted, quer jogar, o Brasil vai ensinar. Do you want to play? Do you want to play? Let Brazil show you the way. And there was very much that feeling of, look, Spain, this is football, I think, from the Maracanã crowd.
Yeah, and you also got the feeling that...
And also that man with an iPad, I found that interesting. That's how they roll now.
What was there's a guy on a bench with the
no one of the crowd who got a great place in you know, front row, which is right where the players were coming up to and jumping in and stuff. But he was waving an iPad around for ages. And I thought, well, I'm not sure I would go to the Maracanã with an iPad, but fair enough. A lot of police out tonight. Anyway, he then used it to write a message, and then it blew it up nice and big, and it said, "Well, adios, oof."
Yeah, and Piqué, when he was coming off after his red card, got some chance of Shakira, and some rather, you know, I think she came.
What were they saying?
She came in for a lot of flack, I think.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, Casillas, should he have done better on that opening goal that opened the floodgates? Blah blah blah.
I think again, Arbeloa could possibly have done better. I think
Arbeloa had a bit of a shocker, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he had a shocker against Italy as well. I think he was perhaps identified as a bit of a weak point.
Mm.
But I thought Casillas actually made some good saves. I think he
the Fred one, that was straight at him, wasn't it?
Hmm.
Hmm. Anyway, I mean, you know, everyone gets a bad game from time to time, and Spain have been playing for an awfully long time. What was it, 29 games unbeaten, and every summer tournaments, and everybody playing again and again and again, and they get to the final, and they're knackered because they didn't have as much time to prepare. And it's perhaps understandable that they came up short, quite literally.
I think it's the first time I saw this stat. The first time they've gone back-to-back without scoring in two games. Well, obviously back-to-back, it's since 2003.
Really?
And
the other great stat is the last time they lost 3-0.
Yeah, against Wales.
Against Wales.
In the 80s.
Right.
Jesus.
And how long was it after that before they won another trophy? That's exactly my point. Good. Well, anyway, that brings us to the end of the Confederations Cup, and brilliant and emotional, and in some ways cathartic, felt almost like final it was for some of us. Who are you most looking forward from that lot? Who are you most looking forward to seeing next season? Is it Neymar at Barcelona? Is it Paulinho at Spurs? Is it David Luiz with newfound respect after that extraordinary goal line clearance?
I think it is Neymar, just because. Yeah, I think he's kind of lived up to the hype in this tournament. Mm-hmm. You know, he's scored 4 goals. I think he's probably got the goal of the tournament against Mexico. He scored an excellent free kick against Italy. And yeah, it'll be very interesting to see if both him and Messi can play together, and whether he goes into the tournament a more mature player from benefiting from playing in Spain against players who he came up against tonight, and good players he came up against.
Yeah, absolutely. And we should also mention Cavani could quite easily be there. Cavani, who on Sunday had a big part to play in the 2-2 draw, followed by another penalty shootout, but a penalty shootout that this time Italy, when it didn't matter so much, actually went and won with a great performance by Gigi Buffon.
Yeah, and we talked about Casillas earlier. Maybe had a. That's been the same thing about Buffon all this tournament. Is many people think of him as being finished on the basis of that Brazil game. You know, I think he came out tonight and gave another very strong performance. Saved some penalties. Made some crucial saves in the game itself. I mean, he went into this tournament having played a very good World Cup qualifier against the Czech Republic, which Italy drew 0-0, largely because he made 3 incredible saves. I think, again, it's a bit like Spain. People eager to see decline in him. People eager to see decline in Buffon. They're still going.
People eager to see Cavani as well. Now, these latest reports of 7.2 million a year wages with Chelsea, is this the deal that's going to stick, do you think?
Well, those figures have been in terms of personal terms, those figures have been mentioned in Italy, be it for him renewing at Napoli, be it for him. Well, I mean, again, we're going back earlier in the summer.
Right. But do you think he's going to be at Chelsea next year?
I don't know. I'm still very intrigued to see what happens at Real Madrid and how that plays out now that Ancelotti has been installed. We're led to believe, certainly by every member of Cavani's family, that he would, he would like to move to Real Madrid. But whether that happens or not, I don't know. I think, it was hilarious how many question marks there were about Cavani after the group stages.
Yeah.
In the knockout stages, he's been fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Well, disaster for England in the under-20s. Throw that out there. They drew their first 2 games. They needed a win against Egypt. How did it go, James?
They didn't get it.
They lost 2-0. So they finished behind Iraq and Chile in their under-20 World Cup group. Now, I'm no expert on under-20 World Cup football, but that doesn't sound very good. So let's finish on a slightly more upbeat note. Hey. You'll enjoy this. Or maybe you won't, actually. Oh, here's KM Cully. Says, unrelated to other stuff, when the movie about NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden is being made, I hope Sid Lowe gets considered for the lead role. He's right. Every time I see his picture, I think, oh, Sid's in the... Oh, I see, it's the other chap. Yeah, very, very similar, eerily so. And also, another topic we should just polish off in this last Confederations Cup Football Daily is the whole business of meeting footballers in the real world. So many great ones here. Ali McCoitus says, I want to defend Henry Winkler the Fon's Barry Zucker corn, which is not an incarnation of his that I'm familiar with. He says, I saw the Fon's in Minneapolis Airport in 2007. It's apparently all this guy does is take flights. He says he was walking with the common folk. None of this VIP treatment on the deluxe golf cart. Hey! Molto Benny claims that in a professional capacity, he copied Steve Bruce's holiday footage from Video 8 to VHS in 1992. He was nice. It was VHS.
Copied his holiday footage?
Well, yeah, he probably brought it into some dubbing facility, but he was going from Video 8 to VHS. God, so far off times, these, aren't they?
Betamax.
Yeah. To finish off, then, this is probably the best of the bunch. This is Wouter. Well, he's called Wouter anyway. He says, at Amsterdam Airport, I once reached for a Die Hard DVD, but touched a guy's hand who was reaching for it as well. Who was it, James? Producer Ben, who was it?
It sounds like love, whoever it is.
It was Diego Maradona.
Woof.
Woof. Later, they even did the, says Wouter, Mr. Maradona, immediate boarding, please, at gate number, blah, 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 blah. You are delaying your flight. What a fantastic story. He reached for a Die Hard DVD.
And he touched the hand of God.
They touched the hand of God that was also reaching for a Die Hard DVD. It's a little detail of Maradona going, Bruce Willis, yippee-ki-yay, I fancy a little bit of that. Extraordinary. Anyway, that's it. What a fine note to finish off our coverage of what has been a fine tournament. A little bit of a dip in the middle in some bits, but some great matches and some great footballers and great punditry from yourself, James, and all the other chums we had in here in the pod and indeed on the line from Brazil. Rest assured that similar productions are going to be on their way come August when the football machine gets itself back into gear and rolls back out straight into your living rooms and consciousness everywhere. So 24-hour football awaits, not too far away, but we'll have a little bit of a break, all of us, before then. Do enjoy yourself. Thanks, James, for being with me tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, producer Ben, for being with us. Thank you, listener. Space for you to say thanks. Yep. And see you in August, unless you want to watch the Tour de France on Eurosport in the meantime. Ha-ha! Bye.
CCFD with AC Jimbo. Woof.